It's Bosch and Marsh back again.
Back again for a second episode.
Our first episode was a really big hit, wasn't it, Bosch?
Yeah, it was a big hit. We made 31 cents.
I think
so
we
far.
Made 31 cents. Yeah,
we're
not going
to let that go to our head, though.
No, we're doing this for you, not for the money.
No, we're not in for the money.
But we did make 31
we
cents.
We did make 31 cents.
Yeah, but this is for you, our listeners, our very
we've got a pretty established fan base, too.
We do. Yeah, we wanted to shout out a few people. We do know Brad said that he is never going to listen to NPR again. So
which I think makes us the new NPR.
Yeah, that should be our new slogan,
Bosch,
the new NPR.
Bosch, new NPR, yeah.
Yeah, well, thanks for that, Brad.
Thanks, Brad. And then we also got Kayla and Sarah, who made themselves known as loyal listeners already, so we really appreciate that support and the feedback.
Uh-huh. And most of all, I think probably our biggest fan.
Number one.
Definitely Kenna. Kenna is fully on board.
She listened to our ad like 20 times.
She did.
So she probably made us half our money.
Yeah, that's true. But she is really our most loyal supporter at this point.
Yeah.
Kenna, we are deeply in debt to you.
Big props to Kenna, yeah.
Yeah. All the stuff she's been doing has been amazing. She's been sending us lots of ideas for new podcasts and everything.
Sensational topics.
Yeah. And we did think we had mentioned we do have an email address if you guys would like to contact us. We try to get back to you within about 24 hours.
Yeah. Sometimes we get a lot of correspondence and offers from different brands that want us to endorse them.
That's true.
But normally we can pick out the fan emails.
Yeah, we try to make sure we get back to the fans. Usually we got to let most of the people that want endorsing, we just got to let them go.
Yeah.
But our email is boschnmarsh@gmail.com. N is in the letter N.
In the middle of it, yeah.
Yes, so boschnmarsh mm-hmm. @gmail.com. Yeah. We'd be more than happy to hear from you.
Yeah.
Also, we are in the process of designing merch. We should have that rolling out within the next week or two.
It's going to be top quality stuff.
It is going to be top quality stuff. Before we get into the real, meat and potatoes of this episode, we did want to thank all you guys for just being there for us through. The starting a podcast is always very challenging. It's very emotionally taxing.
Yeah, for sure. Physically, too.
Physically, that is true.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you all so much, especially Kenna. And we really hope you enjoy our discussion here about lacrosse. The discussion of the day is about lacrosse. See, there's some people we know, a lot of people we know, right, Bosch?
A lot of people.
They actually think lacrosse is a sport, and I'm like...
They're sadly misinformed.
Very misinformed.
So, we want to bring attention to that in this segment of the podcast.
Yeah. I mean, everyone knows that lacrosse, or everyone should know, rather, that lacrosse is, it's a game, kind of like a board game, like checkers,
game kind of makes it sound almost like you're referring to it as a sport, because you got like a soccer game or a football game, but you don't have, I've never heard anybody say lacrosse game. I mean, it makes sense to me when you refer to it like a board game, because it's kind of like the, low conflict, low physical toil.
So you're trying to classify it as a craft?
I would say it's almost like a group, like a group craft, like you do at summer Bible camp. Like everybody contributes to a big stained glass window or something. Like you can do it. I don't know if you use the word team, but like a group or like a gathering.
See, because I've always thought of it more as like a, almost like a group card game. Like like have you ever played like Dutch Blitz or something like that?
Yeah.
I feel like it's more like that. Like you have a group of people gathered, but again, that is you have to call that a game because it's card game.
That's true.
So that does come across as confusing.
I agree with you. It is a confusing topic, which is why so many people are confused on it. But I think all we got to do is raise the awareness about it.
But we do
make
have
sure
to.
People know.
We do have to figure out if we're going to classify lacrosse as a game or craft.
I think it could probably be both, but I definitely would lean towards craft if I was going to pick one word.
Just so there'd be less confusion.
Yeah, I would think so.
That is a.
Because it aligns well. But then you go back to the game and you think about like something like chess. Like chess is a game, but it's not a sport. So I feel like you could sort of put those in the same category.
That is That's a fair point.
But then if you think, like, people might argue, well, you've got all this equipment for lacrosse and it's expensive. Well, I would say, like, if you're doing a craft, I mean, like Michelangelo, yes, he had his paintbrushes and stuff and all of his paint, and I guarantee you that's not cheap.
Yeah,
paint,
so...
paint is expensive, so...
I mean, lacrosse sticks are basically paintbrushes.
They, I mean, yeah, they are.
It's almost like that, the game, like, pick up sticks.
Yeah.
Or, like, Jenga.
Yeah, Jenga's a good, yeah.
Yeah.
Metaphor, because everybody's got their stick, and, yeah.
Yeah, you know, sitting around in a circle wearing Crocs and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a craft, wearing Crocs, all that, yeah.
Yeah. Crocs definitely mean you're doing a craft.
Well, see, the thing with Crocs is you have to make sure you have the little, what I like to call the flapper. That has to be pushed forward unless you're driving. That's my theory.
If you're driving.
Well, see, because if you're driving and your flapper's in the front, your feet tend to slide off the pedal. So you need the flapper in the back while driving.
I never heard it called a flapper. People always call it, like, four-wheel or two-wheel drive, which doesn't make any sense to me, because it's...
Well, how do you know which one's four-wheel and which one's two-wheel?
Well, I think two-wheel is when it's forward, because you got, like... You've
got nothing in the back.
I think they say, yeah, exactly. It's like, I don't know.
But the other issue with the flapper, as I like to call it, is if you're not wearing socks, sometimes it can give you, you know, a blister on the back of your foot.
Maybe if your Crocs are too small.
I always wear socks when I wear Crocs.
I never wear socks with Crocs.
Oh, come on.
That's kind of, well, wear Crocs, like, if you're on the river or fishing. If you got socks, they're going to get all moist.
Well, see, like, if I'm on the river fishing, I would wear no socks because I might get in. But, like, if I'm, you know, walking around, going to Sweet Frog, watching some friends, you know, have a lacrosse craft, I tend to wear socks in my Crocs.
I've never worn socks in my Crocs.
Huh. Interesting.
That's a personal opinion, I suppose.
That is a personal opinion. It's not a worldwide issue like the craft of lacrosse.
Agreed.
Anyway, you guys should email us and let us know what you think about both these issues.
Yeah. That's a good point.
We'll try to mention at least one fan email every episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to have to be a random thing. We're slammed 200-300 emails an hour, so it's just going to be like a... Well, maybe we should say the first email we get gets mentioned.
That's a good idea. Yes.
It has to be after our podcast was released, because they do flow in every about 10 seconds or so.
Yeah, so we'll just compare the times.
Yep.
But yeah, I think that's our second episode.
Seems pretty good to me.
Yep.
Make sure, now that we are on Spotify, make sure you follow us, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Bosch and Marsh signing off.
Bosch and Marsh signing off.